From KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Craig Miller. Kidney dialysis patients may be the first ones to benefit from research coming out of the California Stem Cell Agency. A dozen years ago, state voters approved a $3 billion ballot initiative to set up that cutting-edge authority. Now that it's nearing the end of its mandate, it has a couple of promising clinical trials striding toward FDA approval, and one of them could make life longer and easier for people getting dialysis treatment. David Gorn has our story.
Raymond Ramirez says he's a bit of a train wreck. In Whittier, California, just east of L.A., he rolls his wheelchair around the house because of an above-the-knee amputation on his right leg.
I had intestinal problems. I've had a tumor in my bladder. I have a blind eye in my right eye. Blood clot in my retina. God almighty, what else?
He has forgotten to list his missing leg. Ramirez grins big and says he's not a guy who likes to dwell on his problems.
I've always been a happy guy. I don't like it. No, hell no. It hurts. I've hurt like crazy since I was a youngster. I just accept it.
And of course, overarching all the medical issues for Ramirez is his kidney problem. Because when he goes into dialysis, that takes up half his day, 3 days a week, every week. And right now, Ramirez has an even bigger problem with dialysis. As he puts it,
I have really poor veins.
The dialysis machine takes out your blood, filters the salt and waste the way normal kidneys would do, then sends the cleaned blood back into your body. It's a process that's hard on the veins because you need such a large opening to do it. And Ramirez's veins are failing.
There he is.
Right now, Ramirez is in a rolling bed at the VA in Long Beach, and vascular surgeon Ian Gordon is meeting with him and getting ready to operate. He's going to install a shunt, a tube to hold the vein open. That's usually made of plastic.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you to start signing stuff.
This operation needs a few extra forms because it's a clinical trial, the first test in California of a phase 3 study on a new kind of dialysis shunt grown from human tissue. Plastic shunts only last a year or so, but this new kind might last a lifetime. If it works, applications of this technology are endless, Gordon says, from vein replacement to heart surgery.
One of the holy grails, if you can use that phrase, in vascular surgery is to come up with a prosthetic, artificial graft that has the same properties as a patient's own blood vessels.
So far, this one seems to do that. Here's how it works. You start with human muscle cells from organ donors and grow them into a tubular shape. The cells secrete a sticky form of cellulose that holds them in that shape. Here, Jeff Lawson, you explain.
So what's left then is a scaffold of human tissue. We call it human extracellular matrix.
Lawson is chief medical officer at Humacyte, which makes these things. He says they then remove the original donor cells with chemical washes, leaving the sticky cellulose structure behind. At that point, it looks just like one of those long foam noodles kids play with in the pool. Only it's the diameter of your little finger. Now, inside the patient, that's where you get the really cool stem cell part.
This scaffold, once implanted, uniquely becomes repopulated with their own stem cells that then turns back into something that looks like a vascular cell and now transitions over a period of a few months into something that is indistinguishable from your own tissue.
This is the kind of success the state stem cell agency was aiming for when California voters created it in 2004. Now the California Institute for Regenerative Medicine has just 4 years left and is putting more money into mature clinical trials. There's a couple of reasons for that, says UC San Diego's Director of Stem Cell Research, Larry Goldstein.
10 years ago, I don't think there were that many projects in stem cell therapy that were really ready for clinical trials. The field itself has developed projects that are clinical stage. So that's part of the voter mandate. The voter mandate was more than just basic research. It was basic plus clinical.
And if it keeps pumping out these types of clinical results, Goldstein says, voters may soon see another ballot measure proposed to keep it going. So far, more than 100 patients worldwide have received the new type of human tissue shunt. About twice that number have been in the trial because it's a randomized study. Each patient has a 50-50 chance of getting a plastic or a tissue shunt. In the case of Ray Ramirez, he found out after he woke up from surgery, he got the plastic one. For KQED News, I'm David Gorn.
Support for KQED Science is provided by the Videz Family Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation.